This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I think we're live. I'm going to go with that. We are live. And welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Tuesday edition, May. It's one of those M words. M-A-A-A-Y. Yes, May 16th, 2023. Our first airing of this broadcast. And as I mentioned in the sneak preview, my buddy Paul Bertier, who's also a graduate of Trinity School of Natural Health ND program, is going to join us today. We'll get some updates on Trinity as well as hydrogen water and all the benefits therein, as well as the ways you can tap into it. And then Dr. Rashid Bitar back. We had him on as a special guest a while back on our AMA for our patron group. You guys never know who will stop by for that. So we've got that coming up a week from yesterday. Will be the next AMA for our patron supporters. So please join in there at robertscottbell.com/listen for the chat room, and we'll get through as much as we can. Hey, Supernaut, I just got to tell you, my legs are sore if I kind of like crumple over. It's like too many darn squats. Now, I know from your bodybuilding days, you know how bad those things are. And
leg day is rough. Yeah.
These are jump squats. There was a challenge of the week this week, which involved, I think it was a double punch. It's kind of like this pommel horse bag. I don't know what you call it, a side heavy bag. It's held up sideways. So a double punch, what do you call it when you do that kind of thing? Atomic elbow or something? Can't remember the names of it.
What are you, Macho Man Randy Savage? Yeah,
exactly. I like atomic elbows. And then boom, and then you'd go into a squat jump. And I did 83 in 3 minutes, and I'm like, dude, I could not have done that even 2 years ago. I'm thinking about the improvement that I've been making consistently, even at, yes, I'll say at 57 years in this body. It's blowing my mind. You know, and yes, cardio miracle and all the other things we do are incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I'll have you know that I am in third place this week. Third place for the challenge of the week. Guess who's beaten me?
A girl.
Two girls. Two women are whipping my butt. And here's the thing. Think about the reverse of this. If I wanted to, not that I would, but transgenderize and pretend to be a woman, I would still lose at my gym. No advantage. No particular
advantage. That
wouldn't
work for you, huh?
Yeah. So in our gym, the women are really tough, and all right. I'm glad of that. But so if all you guys think that you're going to have an advantage in the gym I go to by becoming a woman, pretending to be a woman, don't do it. It's not going to help. Not going to help. Certain things I can win, but they're really good at the jump squat thing. Really strong butts, I guess you could say it. Can I say that? I just did.
It's too late now.
Too late now. I can't take it back. Anyway, Rashi Bitar on, Paul Bertero on. It's like old home week when you think about it today with our two friends coming back on today in the same day.
True. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Anyway,
the old guard of the Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah. So. Have you been doing squats or anything, exercising? You've been out there mowing the lawn, doing the garden, whatever?
Yeah, a little bit there. Running around, chasing grandkids.
Well, I think that
counts as something.
I just read today that it's No Mow Monday or No Mow...
No Mow May.
May. Okay. So here I am breaking out, and I've been holding out as long as possible to not cut the lawn. And finally, it's just like ridiculous in the front. I thought, okay, I'll just cut the front. So I pulled out the old lawnmower, put the old gas in it. It still works, thank goodness. And then I didn't do the whole lawn, and then I find out it's no mow May, and I'm like, well, at least I can hold off on the rest
of
the lawn.
Look, I understand. Right. I understand. Look, I get it. It's all for a good reason. You know, the idea is for no mow May, you don't mow the lawn so that the dandelions and stuff grow out on your lawn, which then allows the bees to be able to pollinate.
Yeah.
You know, and I get, look, I understand that. The problem is, if I did not, especially with the way that the weather is, this is that time of year where everything just goes boom and just grows like crazy because it's the beginning of the nice weather. If I waited an entire month, I wouldn't be able to mow my lawn with the lawnmower. It would be too much for the lawnmower. Yeah. So
remember the scythe, the thing that I had back in
Florida? Whatever. Okay. Sure.
You just have to mow it really slowly.
I'll ride my horse and buggy around the house with the scythe and do the lawn.
Well, the
It's actually pretty impressive to see how see that.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a video back in the day on YouTube where they had a guy with a weed eater versus a guy with a scythe to see who could cut the grass quicker. And the guy with the scythe just destroyed the guy with the weed eaters.
Yeah, the old way sometimes the best.
And it was gone, you know. Pretty amazing. Of course, you know, you put an eye out with that thing, though.
It's indeed.
You're walking around with a scythe. You probably have cops pulled on or called on you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I have to say, it's a good day here. I've enjoyed being out in the sunshine. I'm thrilled about spring. And we're talking about, you know, as much as I teased you back in the day when I was living in year-round sunshine and warmth, you really appreciate the sunshine and warmth a lot more when you don't have it.
You have seasons now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the idea of appreciating what you have when you have it, sometimes it takes losing it for a while.
I really appreciate it now. Till it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm very appreciative of the springtime and the growing season and finding that the bees are, in fact, pollinating the fruit trees this year. We should have some good fruit, and we didn't have a late freeze, so that's great news, and I'm thrilled by that. I still got to get out there and do some transplanting from the greenhouse. I've been so busy. There's not been a lot of downtime, a lot of projects, a lot of workshops and different things that I'm doing off the air and trying to keep up with it all. Now, I'm not complaining. It's a good thing. The energy's here to do it. Let's get her done while we can. And some people are done. I think, like Rochelle Walensky. And, you know, if we talk about a farewell tour or farewell questions for Rochelle Walensky, there's a great article by El Gato Malo, a pseudonym, if you will, of someone at the Brownstone Institute, asking some good questions of Rochelle Walensky from the CDC.
El Gato Malo, is that the bad cat?
I think so, yeah.
Is that what that means?
Right. If the bad cat's writing about Walensky, what's the nickname for Walensky? So, what do we want to know about Walensky as she's leaving? Remember the statement, vaccinated people do not carry the virus? How about show us the data, Rochelle Walensky? Where is the data to substantiate that statement? That's one great question. Where you made the claim that the people who are jabbed are not, people who are injected are not carrying the virus. And set aside controversies of virus or no virus for the moment, and we don't shy away from tackling that here. It's okay. Where the sorts of safety and inefficacy signals that would have pulled any other vaccine in history off the market, why were they ignored? Where the data collection was rigged to make known adverse events difficult to find, report, and aggregate in the vSafe system by removing them from searchable database fields and placing them in free text response. You know, these are questions to ask, you know, where the mandated safety assessments were not being performed until long after problems were evident, allowing the CDC to miss most of the blatant safety signals in history. The most blatant safety signal in history, let's just say it that way. Another statement from Walensky. The COVID vaccine will make the vaccinated a dead end for the virus. And, of course, all of the leftist liberal pundits and some of the conservative ones, too, parroted the press releases from, you know, FDA, CDC, et cetera, just followed along the talking points. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla pushed that narrative and others. And, you know, as we learn more about what happened at the time of, you know, going through COVID, the early time and the declarations of emergency, and you find out the Department of Defense, the NIAID, all of these incestuous relationships really controlled the narrative and controlled, in fact, the manufacturer. The manufacturer of these COVID jabs was not Pfizer and Moderna. In fact, they were DOD, what would you call them, contractors. And then they said, here, Moderna, here, Pfizer, go out there with this, and you do your thing, we'll say it's you. I mean, the layers of deception go so deep. Remember, there was this statement of July of 2022, the mRNA and the spike protein do not last long in the body. It's in this article. Well, that turned out not to be even close to being true. They said it doesn't affect or interact with DNA. I'm like, really? You are sending in synthetic mRNA to program DNA protein synthesis to produce what? The spike protein that you say will elicit an antibody response that will save everybody. And you're telling me that there's no interaction with the DNA? The whole design of mRNA is interact with DNA. I mean, what kind of buffoons could make that statement and get away with it? And even when they said, hey, you know, even at 40 cycle count threshold of PCR test, yeah, it's still COVID. On and on it goes. The lie, the layers of lies that you have to believe in order to believe anything was real about COVID other than the fact that, yes, people were sick, injured, and killed from what the propaganda led to. And the misinformation that they claimed was coming from the Robert Scott Bell Show or others or friends, in fact, was the information that saved lives. The information they purported to be legit is the information that led people to untimely injury and death. Yeah, I said it. And, you know, another thing I think about Walensky as an MD, or if anybody's a PhD, whether it be someone at NIAID, NIH, or doctors that were promoting this agenda, I'll ask you, Super Don, did I say once or twice over the course of this time frame that I would be embarrassed to call myself a doctor or a scientist to buy in and believe the BS that Walensky and others were promoting?
I believe so, yes.
I'm just saying I'm embarrassed. Again, I'm going to reiterate this. I am embarrassed for anybody who fell for it. Now, for those who have fallen for it, because, I admit, Super Don, maybe once or twice you've fallen for things in your life that you found out, man, I was deceived. I'm not saying I'm above and beyond reproach in that regard, but I will say that once we began to learn the language of the medical matrix, Super Don is smarter than most MDs and PhDs on a lot of this stuff. Did he go to MD or PhD school? No, he's got the School of Critical Thinking and Common Sense. And I'm like, well, this goes to prove, Super Don, that just because you're a doctor and you have a degree, I call it a degree for a reason, because you abandon common sense. You abandon critical thinking skills, partly because the economic conflicts of interest demand it. You follow me here? It's not that Walensky is really stupid. I don't think so.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's not that Anthony Fauci is really stupid. I don't think so. But they have agreed, kind of like a deal with the devil, to basically, you tell me what to say and I'll say it. At the same time, if I step back from all of the conflicts of interest, I just go, all right, on the level of intelligence that you're not using, you would qualify as a full-blown, and what was the statement by Robert Downey Jr. in that movie? Never go full retard.
Yeah.
Never go full retard. Well,
never go full retard.
If we go just on the merits of what they have claimed in terms of the COVID jabs, yeah, they went full retard.
Yeah. It sure okay. Seems like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I said, I acknowledge they're not stupid people, but they have made a deal with the devil to basically be stupid, if you will.
Well, and it's a good example. It's funny, this topic comes up every once in a while when I'm talking with somebody where,
yeah,
I think we give government way too much credit for because when you watch like the TV shows and you read the books and the stuff, the fictional stories and stuff, and man, the government is just, they're all like super smart and they've got all this secret stuff and these plans and this technology and all this stuff, and they can just figure stuff out in seconds, and implement plans and things and stuff. And really, they're kind of just a bunch of bumbling idiots who, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. And it's kind of a train wreck most of the time, it seems like. And well, so
I just ask you, Super D, again, do you think Walensky is stupid, or she's just willing to compromise what she knows to be true for the sake of
I think Walensky would have made a great CDC director had she not had to do anything other than what the CDC has been doing for decades, which is just rubber stamp stuff and repeat scripts and be a face, you know, to put on TV and all that kind of stuff like that. You suddenly throw them into some kind of thing where they actually have to step up and use, you know, some, you know, make some decisions and do some stuff, and they're just not qualified. They're just, you know, they're just the Three Stooges, you know?
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
We may never know, you know, the actual IQ, if you will, of any of these players that fell hook, line, and sinker for it, or whether they were just corrupted by the money and the power that comes with it. And let's watch what Rochelle Walensky ends up doing following her stint at the CDC, being obedient, doing what she's told to do.
Should we start a pool on where she's going to end up when she leaves?
Yeah, it's an interesting...
Which pharmaceutical company or which government agency will she... Where she'll land.
Thing to consider. I mean, that'd be a Vegas odds betting pool. For all I know, you could probably find out, bet on, you know, where Walensky will end up, you know, or any number of these revolving doors. But, folks, I'm sorry. I'm just embarrassed for her and many other doctors and scientists as how wrong they got everything. And yet they have no shame. Perhaps they have no conscious knowledge of the wrong that they have done. Maybe they're such true believers. Maybe they're Manchurian, you know, robot medical doctors, for all I know. And they're not, you know, they're artificial intelligence, and they're, you know, basically chat GPT'd AI'd onto the screen as a, what are the fake videos that they call it? Real.
The deep fake?
Deep fake videos. They're not three dimensional. They're actually two dimensional creations of the robotic medical state.
Which, by the way, in the newsletter today, the poll of the day is, what do you think about artificial intelligence?
Ah, good question.
A, do you think it's great, it's going to make life easier and be beneficial to society? B, it's bad, and who knows what it'll do? Or C, not sure.
Yeah.
We'll check on the results of that at the end.
All right. I'm rolling into the, I don't like
I know
it.
Where you, I know where you roll. I know exactly where you roll.
Yeah.
I'm in the minority. But.
I can't differentiate from the, you know, the total takeover of the world kind of AI and the kind you say is gentle and loving and kind.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure where that goes.
You know, there was a time, here's what I'd say. There was a time in our childhood where our parents were going, you know, boy, I tell you, those video games, those are going to be the end of society. It rot our children's brains and, that rock and roll, boy, I tell you, it's just going to turn them all into a bunch of juvenile delinquents and smoking that marijuana.
Can we make the argument today? Can we make the argument today that artificial intelligence potentially is much worse than the video games of the past? You know, violent video games, etc. What the potential is there? Is it just me?
Maybe. Maybe. Could be. Could be. I mean, if you look at the reaction that the government's taking right now, I mean, a lot of people are. A lot are just going, whoa, hold on a second here. I think we need to stop and take a look at this. Let's take a break here. And I understand it.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You
USA News update. As a U.S. default on its debt gets closer, President Biden says nothing is off the table, including him using the 14th Amendment to raise the debt limit on his own.
I think we have the authority. The question is, could it be done and invoked in time that it would not be appealed and, as a consequence, past the date in question and still the fall of the debt?
Biden made the remarks before leaving the G7 summit in Japan. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone on his flight back to Washington. Three people are dead, two others injured after a shooting at a Kansas City nightclub. According to police, gunfire erupted early this morning at the Climax Lounge in Kansas City. The NHL's Western Conference Final continues today with the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Dallas Stars for Game 2. Vegas won the first game in overtime. The puck drops at 3 p.m. Eastern time for today's game. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the meantime, I'm still having fun with it, so.
All right. Have some fun. Have some fun. All right. Let's see. What else we got? Judges ordered the FDA to accelerate the release of COVID-19 vaccine trial data to just 2 years. How long was they wanted, like 75 years or more?
Well, according to this article, yeah, according to this article, there was something like that. I remember. Yeah, but according to that, the FDA was wanting to do it over the course of 23 and a half years.
Oh, they came down from 75.
They came down from, yeah. I still don't understand why it would take 23 and a half years. I mean, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
They took the data from the clinical trials and used it to approve the vaccine mm-hmm. in a matter of months. But to put it together for the public to see, they need 23 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain that?
Again, great point. If you can provide and produce that much data in that short period of time, you can't release that data in that short period of time?
I mean, it was less than a year. It was like 10 months or something like that, where they were like, okay, yeah, we see enough here. Let's go ahead and inject everybody with it.
You release.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You want to see the data? Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, 23 and a half years.
It takes some time, yeah.
There are people today that would not be alive in 23 and a half years to be able to see the data. I mean, it's just...
The FDA had argued it would be impractical to release the estimated 4.8 million pages at more than between 1,000 and 16,000 pages per month, which would have taken 23 and a half years.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, all right, so let's look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the budget bill comes up for vote, and the members of Congress are given the bill and they have to vote on it like within days, and we're talking, you know, thousands, sometimes, you know, tens of thousands of pages in a bill.
Yeah.
They can provide that for people to vote on, which, from what I understand, most of them don't even read it anyway, and they just vote.
Right. Thousands
of
pages.
But, yeah, to give us the pages on the vaccines, 23 and a half years.
Yeah. And it was 75, yeah.
How? It's still, maybe on something I'm missing here.
Mm-hmm.
How would
the judge talk about the criticality of releasing as soon as possible because he says stale information is of little value. That is, if we found this out 75 years from now, what good would it do all the people that are suffering right now or could possibly suffer in the future based on not having this information in a current manner?
Look at this. Here's the 75 here. The January 2022 order, also issued by Pittman, forced the FDA to produce all of its data on Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for those aged 16 and older at a rate of 55,000 pages per month, or much faster than the 75 years
mm-hmm.
that the agency had sought.
Yeah. Dude, I think the mic drop moment for is coming from you today with your perspective, which is like, okay, it's hard to argue against, isn't it? They rushed this thing in a matter of months, less than a year, arguably, before they went, oh, it looks good, let's bring it out. And yet...
But it was an emergency.
Right. And so we were able to do that in less than a year, and now we want 75 years to get you everything that you want about this.
75 years. There isn't a single member of Congress that'll probably be alive in 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great, because all the people that would be responsible for anything they might happen to find in that data won't be around anymore, right?
Well, exactly. That's the whole thing.
Fauci won't be around in 75 years, you know?
Yeah, he might not be around.
That's just ridiculous. I think the 23 years, it just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, how many pages are we talking about here? I guess that's the question. I mean, I'm trying really hard to justify this for these guys. How many pages are we talking about that in total that it would take 23 years to give it to everybody?
Well, I think if you've got a 1,000 page or more.
16,000 pages a month? Is that what they were saying?
Yeah, yeah. But think about, let's say if there are 435 members of Congress or so, and they have to release the budget for them to read. 23 years because then Fauci cannot go to prison. Leslie, where Fauci's going, prison would be lovely compared to where he's going after this lifetime, in my humble opinion, at least for a while, if you don't believe it's all forever, but whatever. But yes, Leslie is arguing what you're arguing. I think that, you know, if they're all dead at that point, what does it matter? All the people who are the culprits, they're never held to account in this lifetime.
Yep.
But it's more than about that. You know, as far as accountability, it's also about the next phase of mRNA technology. And we'll talk about it, I think, a little later in the show, the universal flu shot, which is something that's been on our radar for years and years on this show, especially when they started attacking the annual flu shot's ability to protect you from the flu being ridiculously low. And I thought, this never was allowed to come out before, except that they are rolling in the acceptance for something else. And that something else is mRNA technology-based universal flu shots. But if you find out that all of the data that led to the approval in an emergency situation of the COVID injections, if you learn how bad the data is in terms of supporting safety and efficacy, then the question would be, how are we going to think, or how are we going to even attempt to roll out an mRNA universal flu shot based on the mRNA technology's abject failure as a preventative measure, as an alternative form of what they call a vaccine? It becomes a non-starter. It's dead in the water. And how much of Big Pharma has really set the stage for its future domination of the economic world based on this new technology, so-called new technology? So the inevitability would be, if they are able to delay it 75 years, then they can keep rolling out the mRNA.
I'm sorry. There's no way. There's no way you can justify that.
No, there's no way. But I mean,
the 23 years you can't justify.
No.
Yeah.
But as we look at the institutionalized conflicts of interest, economic on all levels, you begin to see and hopefully unpack and never put back in the suitcase for a memory hole that everybody engaged, the experts, so-called authorities, MDs and PhDs, were either lying or just complicit by looking the other way because they knew that their jobs depended on it, or they're absolute morons and they couldn't see through this. In either case, all three of these things should disqualify them from doing any work in the scientific field and or governmental field to bring out new technologies, new things for healthcare, new things for public health, new things for prevention. Wouldn't you say that would be a disqualifier? I mean, if you were hiring somebody and they failed so miserably time and time and time again, just within this 3-year period, would you consider them for a future assignment other than to go to, Alaska and I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they just kind of shuffle these people around, They all have pretty good job security.
Yeah.
Well, they're in with the right people. They know the right people.
It's the revolving door. Again, the institutionalized conflicts of interest, all of these things matter. They didn't appear to matter to a lot of people. I'm hoping that they do. I will once again give props to the documentary film, and not because I'm in it, but because it's that good regardless of who is in it. What's presented, what's released, what's revealed. The Utah Safe and Effective. If you go to utahsafeandeffective.org, and I think it's been uploaded to Brideon. Is there a way you can go to Brideon.com and see if that, can you do a search to see if Utah Safe and Effective is available on Brideon? Because I think that's the thing I want to make sure Mike Adams knows so he can begin to promote it as well. It's on that site. I don't mind him not promoting on YouTube. I don't like YouTube. We're banned on it.
It's probably on Rumble, too.
Yeah, I don't know, but I would like to know if it's up on Brideon. That would be cool to know.
I'm sure it is.
Okay.
But let me check.
All right. Let's see. Who else
In the meantime, I texted Paul.
Okay. Yeah. I
don't know. I don't know if it's the same number. It's been a while since I've texted Paul.
Yeah.
Last time I texted him was like a year ago. Is he still the same number?
Yeah, yeah, you know,
okay.
Got the same number, so you're fine. See who else I want to tweet this out to. I got you. I got everybody else going on. So if you guys want to follow us on Twitter, it's at RS Bell Media. For me, it's at It's Super Don, ITS Super Don. So there are two S's in there, at It's Super Don on Twitter. Not that he uses a lot of Twitter, but occasionally.
I use it more than I used to.
Yeah, and of course, Instagram, Ask RSB, and I don't know what other social media as we do. We do have the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook still.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're
still banned on LinkedIn.
Instagram. We have a TikTok channel, but I haven't done anything with it in a while.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. TikTok. I had somebody call me, and I talked with them about their experience with the silver hydrosol, the Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked this person, how did you find out about it? She said, TikTok.
Hey. Like,
was it an official advertisement? No, it was just somebody on TikTok who said, hey, I used this, I sprayed it in my nose, and it worked. It's like, okay, that's interesting. For those that are trying to, you know, ban TikTok, obviously anything can be used bad or good. There's some people using it for good. So I see Paul is connecting, but I don't see a video visual. I just see that he's connected. Oh, there he is. Hey, Paul!
Hey.
Dude, it's so good to see you, and it was so great to see you yesterday. I can't imagine how happy every time I get to see you. You're so busy. And as am I, acknowledge it. But it's great, and Super Don's here, and we're all—it's like a reunion right now.
I know.
It's been a while.
I know. What the heck?
Yeah. So you've been look. I don't know what you want to share about what you've been going through, and I've just kind of just in general said that, you know, I'm very excited. Echo Technologies is out there for everybody to tap into the Echo water that we've utilized for years, the hydrogen. We'll talk about that. But this is kind of a unique circumstance of you being on the show today because you're the Trinity School of Natural Health graduate spotlight today on the show. Isn't this cool?
Yes, it's exciting. Woohoo!
So
I love it. And I love Trinity.
Yes, and I, you know, witnessed you going through it, and it was, for those of you who think it's just a walk in the park, it's not. You really got to learn great new stuff, and Paul is a smart dude. You know, we've had him on the show for years, and yet, you know, even you were challenged to learn new things in that regard, and that's a good thing, because, you know, when we want people out there to understand body, mind, and spirit connectivity in promoting healing, people think, well, the spiritual stuff, that doesn't matter. It matters. Everything, and it's all integrated. It's not ignored in the Trinity School curricula.
Right. Well, I tell you, I have nothing but wonderful things to say about Trinity. And yes, it takes study, it takes effort, it takes dedication, and But I will say that they are there for you. They want you to succeed. They want you to be successful. They want you to accomplish your goals.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Belcher.
There's more and more research coming out simply with the stomach acid. Hydrogen is supposed to be, obviously, HCl. Hydrogen is supposed to be in there. And so when you don't have hydrogen, you have a lot of issues in the stomach. And we can help you with that. And then gluten and dairy issues. You know, I believe that 97 to 98% of the population have some level of gut dysfunction. I'm being kind. But we can help with that. We can literally turn around the gut starting in the first day of getting the water. So I would say message is pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. As Robert says, the power to heal is yours, and the power for you to drink water with hydrogen gas in it is yours too. Mm-hmm. And I, for years now, I think it's been 10 years, I've been talking about this on an Echo brand perspective, and prior to that, it was a different brand that we've been talking. So Robert and I have been educating on this for 10 years now, and many of you still don't have a system. And so yeah, you should have a system, and you should do that for yourself.
Paul, so, we can do a special webinar because it's been a while.
Yeah,
we can talk about it. And I also, especially because there's so many innovative designs and technologies you've adapted from the in-home units, under sink, top sink, portable units that you can take with you everywhere. And, you know, even if you just have that, that's already a benefit no matter where you are. So,
And we have the pitcher, which is rechargeable. We're adding a filter to that. And then we also have a countertop system. For those that don't have any other way to connect a machine, we have a countertop system that you pour water into it. It has two filters. And then out the front, it gives you hydrogen water. And that's going to be very popular for people that just don't have any way to connect a system because they're renting or what have you. So we really are trying to make it appropriate. We have financing for everyone, you know, payment plans where you can pay a small amount per month and have a system.
Okay.
We're really trying to take away all the obstacles so that you can have the best health that you have. And a lot of times what we're saying is because your gut is primarily responsible for immune function, for antioxidant functions, get the water system, drink the water, and see what's left to fix after that. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that a lot of the issues will go away because the hydrogen
baseline, start with the water, folks. Yes, clean it up. Yes, filter it. But the hydrogen is just this plus factor that ever since it's been in my life, I didn't want to be without it. And Paul, my brother, not without you either.
So hi to Michael Bolden. He's saying, so good to see you. Love you, Michael. We need to go get, what was that place? He doesn't live there anymore, but what? Remember that place we went?
Mother's. We found organic vegan ice cream, which was delicious.
Yes.
And we found organic vegan donuts, which were fun. So I've got the Cancer Control Society annual convention coming up, and I'm going to suggest that you be a speaker at it. And that Labor Day weekend in Glendale. So we went to see Michael Bolden and the crew down there.
That'd be awesome. Everyone else, Lori Harvey and Carrie Smiertini and Leslie Ann, thank you for your love.
And we'll have banners up for Super Donald put up for Echo. So if you're not sure how to get it and get the best discount, we always want to make sure that you have that. Just to give you a reminder of what's upcoming with Trinity, the Trinity Live event will be October 12th and 13th this year, just prior to the 14th and 15th, which is the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Please join us at that event outside of Chicago. There's a student alumni dinner on the Friday night of that event. October 14th, 15th is the 32nd Trinity Health Freedom Expo. 32nd, 32 years. And the exhibitor and speaker lineup is great. You can still participate as either if you reach out. And, of course, there's an all-in bundle, particularly for Trinity students and graduates, to get you a decent, a really good low price. But even the full price is a bargain for all that you get to. But go to trinitylive.org. Check that out. May 29th, the term is the largest of the year, one of the largest of the year, with 12 of 19 graduate programs or programs open for enrollment. You can go to trinityschool.org/program/list and find out all about them and be as awesome as Paul Bertero, graduate from Trinity.
You can be much better than me.
My brother, so good to see you, and I can't wait to, we got to get you on again, and also let's do some kind of hydrogen webinar for everybody. There's also some new people that don't know the depths of it that we want to go to.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I think we had one today. I think there's a webinar later today. And then we'll do one special with you.
That'll be fun. And if Dr. Batard decides to show up, which he sometimes does, we got advanced medicine coming up, and we'll talk with Dr. Batard. It has been a while there as well. We got a lot of fun things, including Bruce Lipton. Now I found out he's confirmed to come to the next event in St. Louis. So, Paul, thanks, my brother. Thanks to Trinity School of Natural Health. All the links are up at robertscatbell.com, including the Echo H2O. And the Echo Water, new site. It's still Echo Technologies. All the basics are there. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
God bless y'all. We'll be back after the top of the hour education break, because the power to heal is yours.
Is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.